Friday, a huge lineup. We've got the USA versus Canada. We've got Canadian champion Brad Ford representing ourselves with Kevin Wallace, Terry Kerr, and Donnie Rankin.
It's bound to get you pumped. It's adrenaline, and it's happening this weekend. Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you. We've heard from Dave Walls of Hiawatha Horse Park in Sarnia, scene of the first ever Adrenaline Festival of Racing. And later on, we're going to be hearing from Brad Forward, Canada's leading driver in 2008, about his participation in Adrenaline. That and more on this edition of Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline's so much more than racing. Purchase a Family Pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Dave Walls on the other end of my line, the race secretary at Hiawatha Horse Park, scene of the first ever Adrenaline. Nothing like it, I don't believe, ever in harness racing in North America. Dave, welcome to Trot Radio. Tell us about all the good stuff going on.
Well, we got lots of stuff going on, Norm. Starting off with the extreme races on Thursday night. So currently we've got an eighth of a mile, a couple mile and a quarters for pacers, and then we've also got a three-eighths of a mile, and then we've got our normal races. Friday, a huge lineup. We've got the USA versus Canada, and we've got Canadian champion Brad Ford representing ourselves with Kevin Wallace, Terry Kerr, and Donnie Rankin, and our young gun Nick Stewart. And then from Hazel Park coming in, Brad Kramer, Art McElmurray, Eric Carlson, and Darrell Wright. So I think there's 37,000 wins between those nine drivers.
That's going to be huge. In fact, we're going to be talking to Brad Forward in just a minute, and we're going to get his take on, you know, what the driving styles are between the American and Canadian drivers. So that is going to be interesting because our guys are just as aggressive as anybody out there.
Yeah, you'd have to say that. I've watched some of the races, obviously, from Hazel Park being close by, and a lot of times it's the early trying to spot yourself and then make sure you're not going to get locked in at the half. So a lot of these guys will be gunning out of there, and a lot of them can liven up a horse, and I think there's going to be a lot of quick opening panels, to say the least.
A lot of race flow as well, I imagine. Aside from this, the biggest thrust, I think, of Adrenaline, obviously to introduce a new generation of racing fans, but what's great about it is how you're going about doing it. Tell us about the, say, non-racing related fun stuff that's going to keep their interest and have them watching the races.
Well, basically, it's Standardbred Canada has been doing the initiative. Kathy Wade Villard and Daryl Kaplan, and then Mark, who's doing the marketing of all of it. And basically, they put it into three different nights. So, like I said, Thursday we've got the extreme. We've also got karaoke contests. We've got bands, lots of games and contests, a lot of interaction with the people and the drivers and the horses. So basically, we're trying to get them as close to the horses as we can and try to do it in a venue that they'll enjoy two things, harness racing, then also just whatever they've got planned the whole evening. Against the band challenge, we've got Yuck Yucks, so we've got some laughter coming there, hopefully, for people. And we've had a lot of sex with the Yuck Yucks in the past coming here to Hiawatha. Then we've got, on the Saturday, we've got the McCain Dogs in the infield for the kids, and then lots of other things for them to do on the Sunday. We're racing the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so the one extra night of racing and a little bit of spin on the Friday. Also, with the driver's challenge, we've got the Battle of the Sexes, so we're going to try to put mares against the colts in different races and handicapping the mares by giving them a 50% allowance.
Well, you know what? Sarnia, the Sarnia area is well known for putting on big festivals. I think that gives Hiawatha a bit of an edge now because you've got an audience that's attuned to knowing that there's a lot of fun stuff that happens in Sarnia, and that audience comes from both sides of the border. I would not be the least bit surprised if Adrenaline turns out to be a huge, huge success. We certainly hope so.
Yeah, I think with all the time and effort, it should be. They've done lots of advertising. There's been a lot of talk around town now about Adrenaline. Of course, we have the big Bay Fest, which are the country acts and the rock acts in July, and hopefully the people will just see this as a big festival, too, and with all the work put into it, they should be coming here and getting a great show.
And if they're not careful, they may just get hooked on harness racing.
Well, that's the plan, Norm. As you know, we're trying to get as many new faces in here, and hopefully we'll just trigger some that'll maybe just love racing, and we'll see them back the week after.
We certainly hope so, and we know it's going to be great. Dave Walls of Hiawatha Horse Park hosting the first ever edition of Adrenaline. Thanks for being on.
Thanks very much, Norm.
Coming up on Trot Radio, we're going to talk to the man who is Canada's leading driver last year, who is going to be at Adrenaline, and if you don't know who that is by now, this song should say it all.
I've been living and fast forward.
With us on the line is Brad Fast Forward, and Brad, we understand you'll be at the U.S.-Canada Driving Challenge at Adrenaline.
Yeah, thank you very much, Norm. It'd be exciting to be a part of it.
Now, you've driven in the World Driving Championships, and you've had a chance to see how different drivers from different countries have their different driving styles. I would assume a Swedish or a Norwegian driver might drive a little differently, say, than an American or a Canadian. Do you find now that you've done a lot of racing at Windsor, for example, that there's a definite difference, say, in the driving styles of American versus Canadian drivers?
Yeah, there is. There's a little difference. Like the North American driver, naturally, is a lot more aggressive than some drivers overseas. But especially around Ohio, and that they drive a little different than us Canadians.
What would you say the difference is?
I guess they are a little more aggressive. And as you know, they can use the whip a lot more than what we could.
Yeah.
So that's a touchy subject.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, you know, you've shown us that you can take the bull by the horns and get it done on the front end, but you're also a very good tactical driver. Of course, a lot of this depends on the mounts you're going to get, but it'll be interesting to see how things turn out against the American drivers and whether or not we'll see that distinct driving style this year at Adrenaline. Should be exciting. You're a busy guy. As we speak, you're in Prince Edward Island for the Gold Cup and Saucer, and coming up, of course, you're going to be at Adrenaline. Lots on Brad Forward's plate.
Yeah, it really is, and it's quite an opportunity to be able to get to be in this position. So I count my blessings that I get the chance to do it, because there'll be a day coming I'll have to take the back seat.
Okay, all the best, Brad. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in association with Board Communications. Bye-bye.